Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock God Rick Maxa here too, and we're having a great time with Captain Brandon Hayward, our good buddy from the Bite Journal, and One Man Charters, talking lobster fishing, sea bass fishing, tuna fishing.
It's on, man. Yeah, right?
Yeah, all kinds of good stuff.
We're having a great time. There's a lot going on, and this is the right time of year for it. Getting info, getting dialed in for the years to come. Lobster happening right now. Looking forward, maybe a little cool water, maybe a little bit of squid. We're having a lot of fun this morning talking fishing. We want to talk to you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup and join us in the second hour, there's two ways that you can reach us. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. One more time, 858-457-1090. 1090, or you can reach us on that toll-free number, and that one's 877-792-1090. That one's been busy the entire morning, but we did have a line open during the break, 877-792-1090. Not only are we talking fishing and the Bite Journal and having lots of fun with Brandon, giving away a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. If you didn't catch it before, what a cool opportunity. A $100 gift certificate from M&M Custom Rods in San Diego, and that's going to be good towards any custom rod from M&M, so a really cool discount on a great rod. And a three-quarter day trip to go fishing aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Go fishing with Captain Ryan Bostian and that awesome crew on the San Diego. So what a cool prize pack.
Take that rod on your fishing trip.
Absolutely, man. Sounds good to me.
Hey, I want to mention 1 week from today, we're going to be broadcasting live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's going to be a great day. It's the pre-San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament event. Going to be a great event. There's going to be a lot of manufacturers representatives there. I know Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing is going to be down there talking about kayak fishing at Cedros Island. They're going to have a great, we're going to have Captain Benny Florentino on the show with us. I know Steve and Johnny have a huge sale on all the products that are going to catch bay bass.
Those guys are so cool when they do their sales like that too, because it's like the opposite of necessity in retail. You know, the one time a year that you for sure are going to sell everything you have in swim baits and lead heads and things like that, you know, is the bay bass tournament. That's the most popular time for that sale. They're going to sell on their own, but so there's no need for them retail-wise to give a deal, but they do, and it's a really good one. So if you're going to stock up for your bay bass time, that's it. You know, all the killer deals are on sale. You get a rad seminar, get to find out what's biting. It's just a rad day.
But, yeah, and also right after the show, we're going to have a panel discussion with Captain Benny Florentino. We're going to have Corey Sandin. We're going to have Afrin from Warbaits and Jimmy Decker.
Cool.
What a panel,
that's
huh?
So rad.
All-star panel there for you guys, and it's all free. It's going to be at Fastlane right next door. So that's a week from today. Live at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Look forward to it.
No doubt. Hey, well, again, if you want to get through on the phones this morning, 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, 877-792-1090. And as promised, it's time for the Catch Report. Today, and sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or to Fluorocarbon. Get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. Let's start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish. He's got that FishDope.com report. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, Mark.
Hey,
Happy New Year, everybody. Here we go again. First report of the new season. And you know what, guys? It's wintry out there, man, to the extent that for the first time in nearly a year, I don't have any tuna fish to report on. Hopefully they hurry back. But out there on the water, actually, guys, I want to give you a little quick reminder. Rockfish and lingcod season is closed here for a couple months. Don't be going out there codding. It's going to get you in trouble there. But sculpin is open. And personally, I love sculpin fishing this time of year, just something to do, bend the rod. You know, we're fishing those little rocks and wrecks and hard bottoms here locally, picking away at sand bass and calico bass and getting a good fish dinner out of the whole thing there. So this wintry weather pattern does bode well for our winter, spring sea bass and yellowtail fishing. Water's cooler, a little bit more squids showing up. We've been seeing that all up and down the coast here. Not big volume anywhere's right at the moment, but, you know, there's been dabs here and there. Probably the best shot has been up above Doom there, and there was a little bit of fish mixed in with that. And then in the bay proper, no fish for sure that I know of, lots of rumors for sure. And then there's been a little bit of bait showing up off Huntington Beach, and there was a bunch of it a couple weeks ago. It got all mopped up, but it looks like it's reloading. There are signs that a little bit of bait's moving in again, and hopefully that gets going. There's been more of that big yellowtail around on the bait locally here than we've seen sea bass. There's been a little sprinkle of that good grade yellowtail swimming around. Probably the best area has been right there on that Newport Pipe area, and then some fish up above there, up towards the rigs a little bit, just fish that pop up underneath the bird schools there. Something to keep an eye on there, and good bass fishing on the pipe proper. So overall, we got a little bit of a shorter report because, like I said, it's kind of wintertime there. So and as I look out the window, I'm watching the rain fall again. But make sure you get your license, get your gear tuned up, and get ready because conditions are extraordinary. I think we are in for another really good season. Everything points to it. And it'll soon get rolling.
The amount of bait up and down the coast, whether it be red crab, sardine, anchovy, it's amazing. I mean, you see it when you're out on the water, right, Brandon?
Yep.
No, it's staggering. Like a week and a half ago when I was out, you know, the water's 57, 58, but just spots of bait up everywhere, and it just kind of looks like that kind of like spring-style bait that I've seen the last couple of years or everyone's seen. So that part of the equation certainly there.
Yeah, leaving Point Loma yesterday, just, you know, big old breezers of bait all over the place.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
And you know, what's interesting is that a guy told me many years ago that this whole thing is all based on nutrients. And right now, this rain, it's frustrating. Everybody wants to go fishing. It's hard to get out. But all this rain that's fallen, both here and up north of us, is washing all kinds of nutrients into the water that feeds the food cycle that makes all that bait just have lots and lots to eat. So it bodes well, even though a lot of times it's frustrating to get through these difficult stretches.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, hey, fishdope.com, you know, even in the dead of winter here in Southern California, fishdope.com every day putting in reports and information there. And if you haven't subscribed to it, you got to do it. 365 days of reports at your fingertips, 724. Hook up now, lowercase, no space, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark?
Well, today I'll be in the store, which is at on the corner of Bolsa, Chica, and Edinger. And phone number 714-840-4262, website pacificedgetackle.com. Next week, we're going to be closed. We're going to be out there at the AWR, or Big Rock, fishing show, buying all kinds of new stuff for the upcoming season, seeing what's new and exciting coming. So
perfect. Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot for that, and we'll talk to you about the latest and greatest next Saturday.
Yeah, you'll have it. We'll have it all for you guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, let's continue on the Catchport. Head on down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, I hear it's still going on at C4th.
Yeah, good morning. Happy New Year's, guys.
You too,
we kind of talked about it at the end of last year that hopefully this yellowtail would stick around the new Seaforth Ka, and they did. Last couple of days, the new Seaforth set a shot some yellowtail. A couple of days ago, they had a few of them in the morning. They had six in the morning, and these are bigger yellowtail, too. They're 25 to 35 pounds. They're not small guys. And then yesterday morning, they saw a bunch of them, only hooked a couple, got one on the boat. So definitely some yellowtail around. Conditions are nice out there. A little on the chilly side, but very nice weather otherwise. So definitely worth coming out and get on that half day there, get a shot at some winter yellowtail there. And we're running those trips every day. The San Diego, we're still waiting on. Hopefully next month they'll be back up and running those 3 core days. But can't wait to get out there and get a shot at some of those surface fish, you know, or some of those game fish there. The yellowtail is a good option there. The Eclipse is out on a day and a half tonight going down the coast. So hopefully we get some good news back from them. And then, sorry, next weekend, the Tribute is going to be running those day-and-a-half trips also down the coast. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. We've got our full schedule up there for those half days, those day-and-a-half trips we have. And once they go online, the 3 core day there. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383, or come down and visit us in person. Have a Rock Hard Rick breakfast burrito to start off in the year.
It couldn't be a better way to start the new year than that, Marco. Sounds good. Good fishing going on, and how cool that even with this little spat of weather, that there was good fishing to be had. And, you know, with once we get through this next little bout of better weather here, we got some really good on the horizon. So certainly some good opportunities, Marcos. One more time, shoot us the phone number. Somebody wants to come book a trip and go fishing.
619-224-3383. If you want to talk to us, if you'd rather for some reason not talk to us and just want to go online, do it yourself, seaforcelanding.com.
Why wouldn't they want to talk to Marcus on the
radio,
right?
I don't know.
I couldn't understand that, right?
It's weird. Some people are weird that way.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate a great report. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. All right. Bonus. Hey, yeah, total bonus.
Yeah, Fred Huber from the Daily Double. What's up, Freddy?
Happy
New Year.
Hey.
Good morning, Pete. Morning, Rick. Happy New Year.
You too, Fred. Good morning.
So we changed the schedule on the Daily Double for the weekends. We are now 7 days a week, one trip a day, departing at 8 a.m., returning at 3 p.m.
Okay, and banker's hours, gentleman's trip.
Yes, sir. That's it. Weekends, too. And, you know, we did this coming up on January and February because, you know, we anticipate slow fishing with the rockfish and sheephead and whitefish closure. But, wow, what a surprise this week. We had some really, really exceptional wintertime fishing. And, you know, I can say that it's been quite a few years since we've seen this quality sand bass and sculpin fishing in the wintertime. That's
awesome news, especially for this time of year to have bass fishing that good.
Yeah, well, you know, I've seen it, you know, many years back. You know, you guys know I've been around for a couple of years now, but the last couple of years hasn't produced what we're seeing now. I mean, I got to go back quite a ways to really remember this good at sand bass fishing in January. But, you know, it happens. It happens. And the fact that we did not have a good summertime sand bass fishing, you know, we had that phenomenal calico bass fishing, and we pretty much, you know, gave up on the sand bass spawn this summer. But, boy, there's definitely a body of fish down off IB right now. And there's also, you know, a fair amount of sculpin. So I'm really looking forward to the next couple of months. You know, generally we dread the closures of the rockfish. But, boy, what I saw this week in IB on sand bass and sculpin, I was really, really impressed.
Sweet. That's awesome, Fred. Great
good.
News, man.
And no need to go into Mexican waters. You right there, California license, and you're good, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot to do right now. You know, Marco talking about yellows off La Jolla and, you know, the rockfish and you know, Premier's doing off the islands has been good. And, you know, boy, what a quality problem. You know, where do I want to go?
Yeah, for sure. So, all right, Fred. Well, if somebody wants to go on the Daily Double out of Point Loma Sport Fishing, how do we get on the Daily Double?
Give the boys a call at the office, area code 619-223-1627. Also, if they don't want to talk to the boys there, online at PointLomaSportFishing.com.
You can book right online, get your reservation, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., is that what is it?
8 to 3.
8 to 3. Wow, that's like extended half day.
That's bonus hours there.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's awesome,
all right,
Fred.
Thanks for the bonus report. We'll talk
all
to
right,
you real
gentlemen.
Soon. All right.
Thank
all right.
you.
Let's head on up to the Northern Baja section and talk to our man from Sport Fishing Financial. Rick Jensen's got our Northern Baja report. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Brandon. How's it going?
Doing great. Good morning.
Yeah, one-man charters in the bite. I'm a subscriber, advertiser, and customer. And, in fact, while everybody's listening here and thinking about how nice it'd be out to be with Brandon, I'll be meeting up at the dock later today.
Oh, nice.
Next stop, Catalina.
Yeah, and the weather looks great, other than a little bit of rain. But you're going to be wet anyway if you get, you know.
Yeah, so I can't wait. We're going to fish the coast a little bit on the way up.
That's cool.
Take stock, see what's going on. No, it'll be a fun trip.
Yeah.
I'll be trying out some of that new AFCO Andros foul weather gear, so I might be cozy as a bug in a rug there.
The anhydrous.
Trying out some lobster at the lobster trap around 8:15.
Unbelievable. Perfect.
Yeah.
So
my son and my clients and I always look forward to getting out with you, Brandon, so We're not going to do a double. We're going to do a triple. We're going to stand on our head out there and stand in the rain.
All right. Sounds good. Cool. I'll see you in a bit.
All right. So anyways, down in Baja, first bit of news is to be careful and plan your trip around checking with the protesters that have been closing the roads there below Ensenada through San Quintín. the peso's really devalued, and you know, it's a value to go down there, but there's some problems with the deregulations. The gas prices have shot up, and people are getting a little crazy there and closing the road. So that's bad news for travelers. So check on that before you head down. And as you heard from Ray earlier today, that, you know, Baja is a little different. You never really know what's normal. Not normal is normal, and this year seems even more than ever. But down in Mag Bay, we haven't heard anything. I think there's been a little wind push through there, but the whales have moved in big numbers. Up at Mulegé and Bahia Concepcion, if I was going to make a run down and get through the gauntlet there, I'd look into that area. Nathan at Playa Ventura, he reports awesome conditions in the area, flat calm seas, no wind, 68-degree water, warmer inside, big snapper, cabrilla over at Punta Santa Inez, nice yellowtail, 20 to 30 pounds showing up every day, whale sharks all over the bay, bioluminescence making for crazy night kayaking shows. So sounds like those guys are having a great party there. They probably think marijuana is legal in Mulegé, so those night shows and the bioluminescence are probably going real well for those guys.
Yeah, okay. But it's not. We know that for sure. Hey,
yeah,
did you have any issues
think...
with the, you know, I know it was probably before you came back, any issues with the Pemex issue now with gasoline or anything like that?
Well, one of our partners who towed the boat down, he came through a day after us, and he did have to go off-road to go around and behind the blockage and had a heck of a time coming back up the line.
Wow. Okay.
So continuing at Cedros, I guess Jeff at Cedros says there's been a lot of wind there, and there's some reports of calico inside the lee side and some rockfish, but not a whole lot going on there. We were down at La Bocana and earlier this week, and the weather was up and down. Water was about 5 to 7 degrees cooler than normal, more of the cold water fish around, all coughing up red crabs like crazy. And like they were just talking about the sand bass, barracuda, bonita, sand bass were everywhere. We released hundreds of them, you know, sometimes two on a jig. A couple schools of small white sea bass showed up. Calico fishing was decent. Yellowtail fishing was mostly 10 to 20 pound range. We did manage one 50 pound plus fish, which was kind of a surprise, fishing lighter tackle for the calicos. But in that area, the food and the friendliness and the people at La Bocana are second to none, so that's always a good tip. San Quintin, this time of year, January and February, get down there if you can, if you get a break in the weather. So yo-yo iron fishing for the yellowtail has been real strong this week. Up at Ensenada, rockfish, lingcod, bonita, occasional yellow, nothing overly exciting reported there, but fish to be had there as well.
All right. So sounds like a heck of a report. And, of course, you know, I've told you many times, and a lot of our listeners have followed through and invested with Rick at Sport Fishing Financial. Rick knows his stuff. He can help you get all kinds of different things set up, from IRAs to future financial planning, all that stuff, Sport Fishing Financial. And he'll take you fishing too, right, Rick?
Absolutely. He also pensions. We have some income options to deal with trustees and lots of different ways to help you finance this business of fishing. Never inexpensive. So you can find me on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give me a ring, 949-481-1807.
Start the new year out right. Get a financial plan going with Rick, and you will not be sorry. I can tell you that for sure. Thanks, Rick. Have a great time with Captain Hayward. Make sure he behaves himself, okay?
Yeah, we'll see if we can get him to get over the edge there. Maybe have a drink with us.
Hooey.
Okay, talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Rick. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report. Again, sponsored in part by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. We talked about it before. Next Saturday, Dana Landing will have its annual Bay Bass event, and it all starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup at 7 with saltwater bass expert Benny Florentino, followed by the ultimate in panel discussions right next door at Fast Lane Kayaks with Benny Florentino, Afrin Abutin, we got Corey Sandin and Jimmy Decker. You're going to learn the best techniques for catching the big fish in the bay. And Traeger Grills is going to be serving up some free pulled pork sandwiches. And
that, huh?
Coronado Brewing is going to have free beer samples. What a cool event this is going to be. Plus, almost everything will be on sale at Dana Landing. We're talking big discounts on all the tackle that you need from all of the top manufacturers. Like we said, those guys, they don't hold anything back. It's a great sale. free beer and free food. I mean, come on.
Come on. Yeah, next Saturday.
Next Saturday. It's at Dana Landing on Mission Bay, right next to the Dana Launch Ramp. It's going to be an awesome event. I cannot wait, and I will definitely be there.
Yeah, indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it. If you want to get through, 858-457-1090. That's going to be your best shot right now. Let's talk to Rich, who's called us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, Rick, Pete, and Brandon. I've got a question for you. I was out on a skiff last year, and we got into a heck of a school of a barracuda, and we were throwing the blue and white iron and just whacking them right in the middle of a big school of humpbacks. And then a couple of white sea bass got onto our jigs, and so we hadn't been prepared for making bait for the white sea bass because we were doing so good on the iron with the targeted species, the barracuda. And I'm wondering, what kind of artificials and what type of a presentation would you switch to if you figured out that all of a sudden there's white sea bass in the area? And the other question would be is, do you get away from the whales, or do they seem to bother the fishing?
Well, I think you have the answer to that because you're catching everything amongst those whales, and you're just in, like, a real lifey area. So I've never been in the same situation that you're talking about, so I can't really speak to it. If I was in a spot where there's sea bass mixed in with barracuda, that's a good question. I didn't have any bait or anything. I would keep fishing your iron because you don't really have much of a choice, and I would just sink it out below those barracudas, and I would fish it on kind of like the pump and grind or kind of that doink method. When I was a kid, you know, fishing a white iron in the squid grounds and casting it, letting it hit the bottom, sweeping the rod tip up, letting it flutter down was a popular way to do it. It's just one of those things that's kind of fallen out of favor, but it's still the same fish. So I'm sure that would work out good. So I would I probably wouldn't cast and wind right along the surface if there was a lot of barracuda around. I would try to sink it below them and maybe try that swiping the rod tip up, winding down. If I didn't get bit on that, I would sink it out and try grinding, and I would just try different approaches to see what was kind of working that day or what could possibly work.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed, PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. We talked about it last week, and it's coming up very, very soon. Our good friend Mary Francella from Poway Valley Collision, the place to take your car if you need some work done on it, for sure. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning.
Great, great. So next week, is it right? The Innovative Nutrition, the big gathering you're putting together, right?
That's it. Saturday the 14th at 10 a.m. at the Hampton Inn and Suites here in Poway.
All right. That's a week from today, and you could come down to the live broadcast first and then head over to Poway. What's going to happen at this event, Mary?
What we're doing is we're launching, it's a new health and nutrition company that I'm involved in. It's called Innovative Nutrition. I've got Heidi White here. She's the owner and CEO coming into town to help launch Innovative Nutrition here in San Diego. We have products from all different ranges, things to help you get better sleep, more energy, better gut health, lose weight, manage your weight. It's such an unbelievable feeling knowing that after you lose a lot of weight. Rick was with me several years ago before I lost 80 pounds when I caught that 53-pound Dorado. And, Rick, was there not a difference this year when we brought in that 135-pound bluefin after dropping all that weight?
There's no doubt. Yeah, you did an awesome job.
And you helped Rick lose a lot of weight, too. That's the other thing, Mary.
We did. We did. It's I get such a rush out of helping people get healthy again. And, you know, it's a new year, new you. Usually everybody's New Year's resolution is lose weight, exercise, all of that. Well, I want to help people get there with this. You know, I just went back on my program 3 days ago, and I'm down 6.5 pounds in 3 days.
Sweet. That's amazing.
And I'm not hungry. I eat. What else can you do losing weight? The other night I had a filet mignon with blue cheese on it, asparagus spears wrapped in prosciutto.
Wow.
And cooked in butter. And I still lose weight. I lost weight. The next morning I was down 2 pounds.
Wow. Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And it's just all in the formulation, in the chemistry of making it all work together. So, Mary,
exactly.
If somebody wants to come to this event a week from today, 10 a.m. in Poway, how do we get a hold of you and make a reservation to do that?
You can give me a call at 858-518-3190 is my cell number. You can also look me up on Facebook on Mary Francella, and I can get you information either way.
All right. And once again, the phone number, Mary?
858-518-3190. You can also go to my website, which is mary.innovativenutrition.com.
All right. Innovative, I-N-N-O-V-A-T-I-V-E.
Correct.
All right. InnovativeNutrition.com. All right, Mary Francella, good luck with the event. Next Saturday, 10 a.m. Go check it out.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right, you bet.
All right. Phone lines are packed up. Again, if somebody wants to get through, get in on all the fun, get in on all the fishing, 858-457-1090. That's the best number to reach us right now. Let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Brian, calling us from Wildomar this morning. Brian, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Pete, no more jokes for you. I learned my lesson. Next year, I'll get Ricky. Brendan, yeah. I'm assuming it was damn near impossible to get on one of your boats when that giant bluefin was around. So what do I need to do now to make sure I don't miss you this year?
I would say book something now. I had a guy who did it what I consider the right way. He booked a trip. I mean, if you have the resources, a month ago he said, you know, I missed out on it the last 2 years because I couldn't get out on the boat with the person who I wanted to go with or the guys. Everyone's full. So he just booked back-to-back days. And my take on that bluefin is this, and this is my take on almost all fishing for, like, big trophy fish. We wouldn't jump in a plane and be like, let's go to Prince Edward Island to fish bluefin for a day. Or let's go to the Great Barrier Reef. I want to go get black marlin. But for some reason, when it comes to fishing in our, like, quote, backyard, guys have expectations sometimes that, you know, it just takes a day. And sometimes it takes more than that. So if you're serious about it, obviously you are, I would say try to grab three buddies or six buddies and try to create a couple little trips, you know? And
they don't bite every day.
They don't bite every day. And, you know, if you're going to charter a boat with another buddy or with two other buddies, everyone wants to have a shot at one. That could take more than one day. And who's to say that's even going to happen again, you know? But if it does, I would say put it down now. And there's always something midsummer. There's something to fish for, you know? So that could be trophy sea bass. It could be, you know, that big grade yellowfin. Sidebar, I think it's really interesting how, you know, obviously the big news was the 200-pound bluefin. But there was 60 to 100-pound yellowfin tuna in local waters last year. And we don't talk about that too much, you know, which is just incredible. I mean, some of that fishing we had for that big yellowfin on the 43 and above, it was
crazy.
Insane. I just can't believe all of it. You can't believe it happened. But
So Brandon, what would be the most popular time if somebody was to book one today and you say, hey, if you don't book it today, you're not even going to get in. Is that like July? What is it?
For tuna? If the same
somebody
two
wants
things?
To catch tuna.
I would say late July. I mean, the last 2 years when it's biting in, like when you guys are catching them in April and May and stuff, I'm still fishing sea bass, right? So I didn't even whip into offshore tuna fishing until the second week of July this year. But that later on, it was away from that kind of foaming popper stuff, and it was kite, and you could fish any pound test you wanted, you know? So it's way more user-friendly, and it was a really dynamic style of fishing. So if you want to do that stuff and you want to go with one of the kind of like handful of guides that do it, I would say book it now, for sure. And if a month out it doesn't look right and you don't want to do it and you don't feel comfortable because you're not seeing fish in the counts a month, then cancel and get your money back. But I would do it now.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now.
All right. Next up, let's talk to Johnny. He's called us from Lakeside this morning. Hey, Johnny, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, I was just wondering, this time of year, what boat do you recommend jumping on, trying to get a good day of rock fishing, maybe some lingcod, something like that, and
daily double, Point Loma sport fishing.
Well, except that we got a rockfish closure.
Well,
so
I mean, he could catch some, if you want to go catch something, sculpin, sand bass, all that.
That being said, if you want to do that rockfish thing, you just need to, if you wanted to go right now while the closure's in effect, you would just need to get on a boat that would be able to get into Mexico. So the Liberty or the San Diego or one of those guys that could get over the line to where there's not a rockfish closure.
And you might get lucky enough to get a bonus yellowtail.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
Sounds good, guys.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now. I was just thinking he wants to go catch something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because this time of the year, you want to just go catch something?
Sure.
Do a little half day.
Yeah, I love those hours, too, that he was talking about, that Fred was talking about. I can handle 8 to 3.
Great value, too, you know? A couple extra hours there.
Oh,
no doubt.
Yeah, I know.
That's cool.
Sure. Let's go ahead and jump back into the
Sounds good. Steven in Leucadia, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Steven.
Hello, Ricky. Hi, Pete. Hi, Brandon.
Morning.
I'm calling to inform you guys of an incredible value that's going to be provided next week at the seminar. Steve Pinard has made an offer that is just unbelievable. You can't let this go by. If you join CCA at the seminar, you will receive a gift certificate for $40 in either of his two tackle shops. That means your $30 membership that you would buy originally is free, plus you make $10.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity for us to great opportunities for us to get started with 2017, to keep the ball rolling to CCA, to increase our strength and our membership. And, I mean, it just would be a tremendous addition, along with the sales that are available, et cetera. How could you not go?
That's so cool. Steve, that's awesome. I love hearing
that. That's coming out of his pocket.
Yeah.
So yeah, 30, that's the kind of guy Steve is, though.
You sign up for CCA, and you're going to get a $40. You're going to get more than that value at a gift card to go to Dana Landing or East County Bait and Tackle.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And that's only...
It's an absolute no-brainer.
Yeah. Next Saturday, I know Wayne from ECBT will be there. Or ECBT. From CCA California. I got so many numbers in my head here. But Wayne will be there to sign people up, and it sounds like maybe you're going to be down there to help out, Steven.
Oh, yeah. I'll be down there setting it up and getting ready to go. I mean, I'm since I retired, I looked for something to provide a outlet for my passion, and I'm really getting into this. I'm really pleased with what's going on. As a matter of fact, earlier, before you guys came on, I was scanning through the radio trying to find you on my old thumb dial AM radio, and there was a guy that was advocating for the Sierra Club.
Yeah.
And he mentioned the fact that they have 300,000 members.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
we need to be strong.
We have 120,000 nationwide. We really need to get to work to get our numbers up so that we can be recognized as a viable part of society that has the right to do what we do without being impinged upon by those that would try and take our rights away.
No question about it.
Well said.
Absolutely. Very well said. Well, hey, thanks for your effort, Stephen, and so many people that are helping CCA and weighing the whole effort there. And thanks to Steve Pinard for his generous donation. $40 by joining CCA. That's either a new membership or a renewal to your current membership, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're already a member. Just renew your membership for another year. Get $40.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Well, sure. Get your wife in it and your kids. Everybody that's
Bring
a member is helping the cause.
You bet. Hey, thanks a lot for that, Stephen. Good call. Appreciate the call this morning. Ron Lane, speaking of which, what's up, Ron?
Hey, my ears are burning.
Yeah, your ears are burning. You're, of course, hosting that big seminar next Saturday, right?
Oh, man, I can't wait.
It's going to be fun, right?
Oh, you bet it's going to be fun. I got my... my kayak team, Afrin Abutin, Larry Lauman, and Wade Harnish, they're going to be down there with their brand-new Mirage Drive kayaks to show everybody what they're fishing on and how to make it work with the new 180.
Nice. And you're going to be demoing too, right?
Oh, we'll have boats in the water. You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. And you know what I'm really excited about is that panel that's you know, these guys are really great. I mean, Benny and Corey, Jimmy and Afrin, those guys are funny. And I learned more at that seminar than I have at any.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a great time. It starts with the live broadcast. So Let's Talk Hook Up 7 a.m. Next Saturday. And then what time is the panel discussion?
It's about a half an hour after the radio show,
okay.
Half an hour to an hour. We'll get it all assembled.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things that's really great about this is it's sort of that it's not a big day at the docks thing, but it's kind of like that where there's a lot of vendors there kind of showing off their stuff and talking fishing. And one of the things that I couldn't believe Steve was involved in this, too, was having Rory from Traeger down there. This guy, if you have a Traeger grill or you're curious about trying them or talking about them, maybe getting one, you got to come down and watch this guy cook up that lunch. It's a free lunch.
Yeah, it's a free lunch. Yeah, indeed. And the Traeger grill, I know we went fishing yesterday on my boat down the islands, and we caught some rockfish. And I know your son was very excited to cook one of those whole rockfish on the Traeger. How'd it come out?
Well, I haven't talked to Hayden yet, but this is the first thing we're going to talk about when I get to the store this morning.
That's yeah, cool. For sure. Well, it's going to be a great event. It's going to be a fantastic. Next Saturday, I know you're going to have stuff on sale. Steven's got a tremendous sale at Dana Landing right there. So definitely want to come down, check out the broadcast, check out the panel discussion, and take advantage of some of those fantastic sales. It's next Saturday. Hey, by the way, I want to mention, too, for those that are venturing to the Coronado Islands like we did yesterday. The gunboat was there yesterday,
mm-hmm.
And they didn't stop us. They weren't. We were up above them, but we saw them. There was a presence there. So just make sure all your paperwork's in order when you go to the Mexican
Boy, that's
waters.
A great point.
Yeah, for sure. Because we were set. I mean, I didn't have any issues about worrying about.
You had your passports. You
there.
Had your FMMs.
Right.
You had your Mexican licenses.
Yep.
You had nothing
had
to worry
the
about.
Temporary importation permit for the boat. The whole deal. We were all dialed in. So.
God, what a beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day. And nice linkod there. I'll post that later on the our Facebook page, too, Ron. Thanks.
Hey, thanks so much for putting on a great show. I mean, I'm tickled.
All right. Ron Lane, we'll see you next Saturday at Dana Landing and Fast Lane right there in Mission Bay.
Yeah, if anybody has any questions about who, when, or where is going to be there, just give me a call at the shop at 619-222-0766.
All right, Ron.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you next Saturday. Appreciate the call this morning. Captain Drew Card on the Pacific Queen. What's up, Drew?
Hey, Drew.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
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 I just wanted to call in. I just talked to Gavin. He's down there at Colonnette. I know you guys are – Joe's coming to an end there. But I just wanted to report he's had very good fishing down there. He sees very good sign of yellowtail. And already – he says he's got 40 for sure, but he thinks he probably has as many as 50 yellowtails so far.
Drew, that's awesome news.
Yeah, so I just wanted to get that out there, that fish down there, there's fish down there, they're biting, and he's having good fishing. So
You know, we got a trip on Sunday. We only got one reservation. If we get the people, we'll definitely get that out. But every weekend for the next few months, we'll be running for sure. So great time to get out. It's beautiful weather down there right now and some good fishing going on.
50 yellows before 9 o'clock in the morning. That's awesome. Awesome news. Way to get that started. And this was your first trip on the Queen back down there after your maintenance period, right?
Yeah, it was our first trip. I mean, you know, I know you probably saw all the maintenance we were doing. We were working up until the last hour, as usual. But we got the boat out. The boat's looking good. It got a brand new sonar. So Gavin was talking about how good that thing's working and how much he likes it. But, you know, we're just stoked that we knew there was fish down there, but obviously them biting is really good.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's cool. Good. So if somebody wants to go on the Pacific Queen next Friday night, availability, and then Sunday night, if you want to get out this week.
Yeah, actually the next two weekends are sold out, so you won't be able to get out with us on the weekend. But we got trips this Sunday night and the following Sunday night that got availability. And then I think the last weekend in January and into February there's availability. But things are filling up quick, so if they want to get out, they got to call Fisherman's Landing at 619-221-8500. You can sign up on our website at pacific-queen.com. Like I said, especially with this yellowtail, things will fill up really quick. So if you want to get out with us, you got to sign up early.
All right. Good deal, Drew. Drew Card, Pacific Queen, fishermanslanding.com. Thanks for that report. Good news,
awesome
for sure.
News, Drew.
Appreciate the call.
All right, thanks,
this
guys.
Morning. All right. Hey, I might add, too, that when Drew does sell out on the Pacific Queen like he is for the next two weekends, I know the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing has been adding the overflow.
Mm-hmm.
They're out today with them down there. So likely, since he's already sold out, they're probably online at fishermanslanding.com next Friday to go day and a half fishing.
Yeah,
down there.
A couple of really great options. Two super nice boats and really good captains and crews and biting yellows.
Yeah.
That's a
How
good
about
thing.
That? 50.
Five knots or less down there. Yeah.
Nice.
Perfect weather.
Sweet. All right, let's jump into those phones.
Sounds good to me, man. Let's talk to Sam. Sam's calling us from Irvine this morning. Hi, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Hey, Brandon. How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Sam?
Good, good. Hey, the white sea bass season this year, is it the peak season going to be like April?
Oh, because you have a trip in April? Well, if I was spending my money the last 2 years on those things, April was prime. I mean, I think this April we caught like 11 over 60 pounds or something. It was really good fishing for big ones. Good fishing for big ones means you go out and catch one, right?
Yeah.
So, based on what's been going on, I like that April time period. I wouldn't offer the trip otherwise. As you know, the first time you came out and your buddy got that big high 50s or whatever it was, you know, and those are just a tough fish, man. It's just there's no guarantee, and it ebbs and flows, and it's hunting as much as it's fishing. I've said all this before, you know, so you kind of just got to pick your day, and hopefully you have good things going for you that kind of hedge your odds, like good moon period, good tide, like the trip I got you on. So I like it, and you know my steez too, man. If it looks poor 3 or 4 days before, you're going to get a phone call and say, like, I don't think we should do it. It's not looking right. So I like it. I like the setup, but they have minds of their own too. But if I have really high expectations, no fluff, that this is going to be a good sea bass season and I'll catch 200-plus fish this year again.
Yeah, me too. So I'm looking forward to it. So but it's good to talk to you, man. And,
same.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, I'll touch base, and I got you on standby on that whatever that weekend trip is that's full. You're the first guy on. So if someone drops off, I'll let you know for sure.
For sure. And that's great, Sam. Thanks a lot for the call. And that's the cool thing about you is if it's not right, you're going to call them up and go, hey, we need to postpone this.
100%. I've seen it count. If a guy comes out and has a good trip or catches one of those things, he's going to come back, right? So you want them to have a good first trip, because right. If they come out and it's miz and you just don't catch and you miss, most people aren't coming back or going to give it another shot. It's just human nature. Mm-hmm. So it's real important to me that people get a shot, you know. And usually my regulars who come out, you know, X times a year, if I say, like, I haven't been catching them, but it's kind of decent, it looks okay, and I think there's a shot at one, but I haven't caught one the last two trips or something, they're usually the ones who are like, they push me to go, which is interesting, because they've had the best trips are the ones where you're not catching a lot of times because you're forced to go look and try different stuff, right? So it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a question for you on that. We were talking earlier in the show, Pete was mentioning about all the bait that's up and down the coast. And it's everywhere, Oceanside all the way down, at least the neighborhood that we fish.
Right.
What does it take, in your opinion, for those, you know, almost associated with like Mexico, those big bait ball breezers, you know, pelicans dive bombing all the bait. What does it take for that sea bass to get on it? I mean, is it more than just water temperature? Is there other conditions that apply? Like, when does one start taking advantage of that?
Super good question. I mean, straight up, the last 2 years in the spring, I never even had squid.
Mm-hmm.
It was fin bait. And then there's a switch at some point where you kind of have to have squid, right? So to your question, I look at sea bass more like a salmon than anything, and they're going to get on whatever bait is around.
Sure.
And you can have squid sometimes and use squid, and you're using the wrong bait because they're on fin bait, you know? So whenever you see those big rivers of bait and big biomass of bait, whatever that bait is, they're just going to kind of be on that. So when there's volume, that's going to be like a wall and a stopping point. So once it's kind of sea bass migration time, springish, you know, I would look real hard at any of those open water bait balls, which is no secret. They've been fishing them that way in San Quintin forever. And we fish the same fish.
Those are such gratifying days when you get those too. When, you
incredible.
Know, you find a big bird ball, you know, man, that sure looks right. And then you slide into there and you fish your mackerel or your jig or whatever it is. Like,
yep.
Those are like way gratifying catches.
Anytime you catch something,
that could be 10 miles offshore.
No.
It's more inshore.
This would be within 20 fathoms usually.
Within 20 fathoms.
Yeah,
okay.
And it could be butted up against practically into the surf line, or it could be out in that deeper water wherever that bait concentration
okay.
is.
You say it's between 2 and 20 fathoms.
That might be a little snug, you know? That might be a little snug.
Let's try and sneak in one more quick one, John in San Diego. Just about 30 seconds left, John.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask Brandon how often his fishing decisions are influenced by where other boats and how many other boats are out fishing that day.
Everyone wants to work with a little group of guys, but if everyone's somewhere and I don't feel like there's an opportunity for everyone on my boat to catch a fish in that zone, like I hate crowded squid nest sea bass fishing, and that's everyone's definition of it, and that's not what the fishery is about. So that's enough about that. So you are in a spot where you can kind of go and create your own report or kind of follow the masses, and sometimes you have to fish in a postage stamp area, and sometimes you can strike out on your own and get them. It sounds great, like, I'm going to go find my own fish, but it's not always like
There's
that,
no
right?
Rule.
We saw that with albacore fishing last time they were here. If you weren't in a little strip or a little postage stamp grinding up that section of water, you just weren't going to get them in the afternoon when they floated, right? So the answer to everything in fishing is it depends, and we're always looking for concrete answers, but there aren't any. So I'm just going to look at the range of what's going on and try to decipher the best plan.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves that $100 gift certificate to M&M Custom Rods in San Diego, plus a 3-quarter-day trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
For over 5 decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3850 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these 4 questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bait tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of that $100 gift certificate to M&M Custom Rods and the 3-quarter-day trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing going to Jay in Lakeside. Jay, congratulations. You got a new rod and a new fishing trip coming your way.
Yeah, man. How about that? And Brandon Hayward, man, I can't wait to go fishing with you.
I know.
Next month.
Yeah, let's go.
Plan something. No, sounds
going.
Good. Sounds
good. Go catch some lobster.
Love it over there.
I love the idea of go catch some lobster and then go get a hotel room and hang out
right in
Avalon and go to
what
the lobster trap.
What a good idea, man.
And,
I love it.
And the thing about Brandon blazed over that lobster trap thing, they put on a meal, and the they know how to cook lobster.
Best lobster
place.
I've ever had. Yeah. Best fine
no
lobster.
No question.
Yeah, $12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
12, you bring your own lobster, it's $12, and, and you cannot finish it all.
No.
Yeah.
I like to go in there. I'll bring in like one of those 4-pounders and split it with someone.
Yeah.
A big one, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty rich. So.
Yeah, no, it's good. So cool. If somebody wants to go one-man charters,
book
now. We've been telling you the whole show.
Yeah, I would definitely.
Don't be sorry.
I mean, if you want a weekend sea bass date, I only have 2 days open between now and July, like a Saturday and a Sunday. Yeah, it's just a popular date.
Wow.
So I got a handful of stuff. Like I said, there's always a way between the two boats or something.
Yeah.
But I would say that for all your trips, and it gets said over and over, but now's the time to kind of plan out your fishing season based on resources and bankroll.
How do we get a hold of you?
Website, onemancharters.com, or cell phone call is always good, 949-212-0719.
And, of course, at the Fred Hall, you'll have the new issue of the Bite Journal.
Yeah, new issue of the Bite. If you subscribed with the second issue, because the first issue was just a one-off, we didn't do subs, the issue that you'll have coming here in a few weeks before the show, that would be your last issue. So Fred Hall shows a good time to resubscribe.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Thanks, Brandon. Good luck out
Thanks
on the water
me.
With
Appreciate
Mr. Rick Jensen. We'll get the report from him next week for sure. And good luck to you out there today. Enjoy your day, and we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Great show tomorrow morning. Ali and Jason from fishdope.com and BD Outdoors. And a lot more tomorrow. A lot to talk about with Ali and Jason tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. Right back here on the Mighty 1090. Thanks to Adam. Thanks to Ryan. And we'll see you tomorrow right back here on the Mighty 1090.